And Britons are going to the polls today. That British election campaign has been short by American standards, just 4 weeks long, but it's one of the most exciting races in decades. Opinion polls say it's still anybody's game on this election day. NPR's Rob Gifford looks at how it could all play out and who could be waking up as prime minister tomorrow morning.
Usually, the handover of power in Britain is brutal. Never mind November election, January handover, as it is in the United States. In Britain, it's Thursday election, Friday handover. The strange thing about today is that for the first time in a generation, nobody really has any idea who's going to be measuring for new drapes in No. 10 Downing Street tomorrow morning. The leaders of the three main parties have crisscrossed the country in the last 48 hours, trying to secure what pollsters say is a huge number of undecided votes. Conservative Party leader David Cameron campaigned through the night on Tuesday night and into Wednesday, visiting workers on the night shift.
I think we've been winning some of the big arguments about the economy, but there's everything still to be done, and that's why there's no rest till Bristol tonight and the final rally.
Fortunately, the BBC comedy programmes in Jon Stewart Daily Show style have been in overdrive too, summarising, satirising and skewering the day's events.
So David Cameron has decided to impress us all by staying up all night to talk to bakers, brewers, fishermen...
And other night workers.
Other night workers. Is that really a good idea for a politician to be pulling up alongside night workers at 3 in the morning?
Looking for a good time, love.
Ah, a self-employed small businesswoman responding... responding to the needs of the market.
As well as the comedy, there have been celebrity endorsements and the hugely influential new TV debates, which have all made it seem more like a US presidential campaign, in style if not in length. Prime Minister Gordon Brown did muster a certain amount of sympathy when he complained about American Idol judge Simon Cowell endorsing the Conservatives on the front page of the Sun tabloid yesterday. Brown suggested that might not be the best way to decide how to exercise your democratic right to vote.
This is an election not about celebrities. Come on, it's not about what one or two celebrities think. It's about what the people think, about the problems that we've got. Now, Simon's a great guy doing his charity work as well as his work in his own business. But this is not an election to be decided by celebrities or by insiders or by journalists or by media people.
If only that were true, groaned some. The big political issue is whether today's vote will end in what's known as a hung parliament, with no party gaining the majority. The man who could hold the key is leader of the Liberal Democrats, Nick Clegg. It's his ascendance in this campaign because of the TV debates and a disillusionment with the two main parties that has caused the close race in the first place. He's trying, finally, to dispel the perception that a vote for the Liberal Democrats is a wasted vote in Britain's winner-takes-all electoral system.
Don't let anyone tell you that your vote doesn't count. Wherever you are, wherever you live, in whatever constituency you are voting, vote with your heart.
If, as expected, neither Labour nor Conservative gain a majority, Nick Clegg could be courted by one of the two sides to make a formal coalition. Expect plenty of horses to be traded in smoke-filled rooms. But the price Clegg would exact for giving his support is very high, changing the entire voting system from winner-takes-all to proportional representation, which would give his party more say in the long term. David Cowling is senior researcher at the BBC political unit. He says that might just be too much for the Conservatives and the Labour Party, who like the winner-takes-all system.
The only conceivable person, I think, who would consider making these changes, the price that worth paying, is Gordon Brown. I don't think the Conservatives would touch it. And if it was to come to pass, then he would have taken a step. He would have created a possibility for something which will have the most profound influence on British politics, not only immediately, but forever after.
So if Labour or the Conservatives decide they don't want to pay that price, what might happen is that the party with the most votes, most likely the Conservatives, the pollsters say, will govern as a minority government temporarily, with a view to calling another election in the fall, hoping to gain a majority then. And then everyone has to go back and do the whole thing all over again. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.